This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Julian and Xiaoning. Now, Malaysia's consumer price index rose 0.2% on year in April, matching the pace in March. And April's annual inflation rate was below the 0.4% forecast in a Reuters poll. Data from the Statistics Department showed that the main upward pressure on April inflation rate came from higher prices of housing and utilities, education, food and beverages, as well as restaurants and hotels. So for more insight, we have on the line with us Mazlina Abdul Rahman, economist with MIDF Research. Thank you for joining us, Mazlina. So what were your key takeaways from the April inflation data?
Okay, hi, good morning. So as you mentioned earlier, the prices increased 0.2% in April, the same pace recorded in the previous month, which suggests that the inflationary pressure remained muted. The trivial increase was contributed by prices of housing, utilities and food, among others. Similar to headline figure, core inflation stood at the same pace as in March, which is at 0.5%.
And earlier this year, there were also deflationary fears, and the consensus was that this was down to oil. So in Malaysia, it was considered not worrying. But around the world, nations are still struggling to push up inflation. Do you think this will bear on Malaysia's inflation number?
Okay, up to April, headline inflation is average about negative 0.2%, which is deflation. But despite that, core inflation stood at 0.5%, so there is an increase there. And we only had tepid deflation for the first 2 months of this year, but prices rebounded in March and continued the pace in April. Moving forward, we expect inflation to continue trending upwards, buoyed by several factors, including steady domestic demand, more targeted petrol subsidy, which is likely to be rolled out in the second half of this year, OPR cut effects, and also ringgit depreciation, which exposed us to imported inflation. So all these factors are expected to build inflationary pressure throughout the year. Hence, deflation will not be in the picture anymore.
So what is your inflation forecast for the rest of 2019 then?
Okay, we foresee headline inflation rate to average at 1.1% for 2019. Food component is expected to provide upside pressures beside low base effects and spillover effects from the SST. However, the pressure will be partly nullified by RON 95 price cap. And then core inflation is expected to remain steady in 2019, hovering around 2018's level of 1%.
So, Mazlina, with inflation at these levels and with the 1.1% headline inflation forecast that you've got, what is your outlook for the OPR?
Okay. Inflation at current low levels is due to cost factor rather than demand. So domestic demand is still solid despite some moderation as reflected in the distributive trade numbers. We foresee the recent OPR cut to spur inflation gradually, but still subjective to government policies. So as we expect core inflation rate and other macroeconomic indicators such as labour market to remain stable, we opine no further change in monetary stance is required at this juncture. So OPR will maintain at 3% for the rest of 2019.
What could perhaps change the Bank Negara's monetary policy and cut OPR even lower?
In our point of view, if the economic growth hit below 4%, then Bank Negara might consider for a further rate cuts. And if inflation still remain low, which we don't think so at the moment. So other than that, they will maintain at the current level. It's already accommodative enough.
Thank you so much. And that was Mazlina Abdul Rahman, economist with MIDF Research, weighing in on the April inflation numbers. And so her estimate is that headline inflation is going to cap at about 1.1% for the entirety of the year.
Yeah, I think what's comforting, or rather comforting from an economist's viewpoint, is that inflation would continue rising because the weak ringgit has resulted in some imported inflation. So that should allay some fears on the deflation side, but then again, 1.1% inflation is not that high, right?
Yes, 1.1 is actually quite tepid, which gives Bank Negara some room actually to look at if necessary, cutting rates. Remember her last point that if GDP falls below 4%, mm-hmm. and then maybe Bank Negara might change its current monetary policy. At this moment, I think the street is expecting OPR to remain 3% for the remainder of the year. But really, we have to keep an eye on what other central banks are doing around the region and how much our ringgit if it continues to fall.
All right, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.